This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
I'd forgotten to ask, how did the tamales go?
The tamales went well for the people who got them.
I don't know what you mean.
So
I brought you in.
Thank you for bringing the tamales. Uh-huh. I got six of them and I brought them home. Yeah. And I put them in the fridge, and John had a dinner planned for our guests that we were having that evening. And then later my son came home and my other son, and they were rooting through the fridge and they're like, oh, tamales. Mm. And I'm like, all right, you guys can have those, and, you know, say like one each. And I get up on Saturday, I'm like, I'm going to have a tamale. This would be great. They ate them all six of them.
Wow.
Teenagers.
And they were big, too.
They were humongous.
Did they steam them? How did you do yours? Did you steam them?
I did not steam them. I put them in, I wet a paper towel and wrapped them up and then put them in the microwave.
Oh!
That's exactly what my kids did. So I go, how are those tamales? They're like, oh, my God, they were so good. I'm like, I bet they were. So I have no idea how the tamales were. The kids said they were great.
Delicious.
I'll bet they were, Yuzi.
So good. I have one left at home I'm going to eat today. I've been eating them all weekend.
Really?
And John, yeah.
All right.
Oh,
wow, you made six tamales last.
Mm-hmm.
Not your boys, though.
Just horked them.
So all good. Right. The pork, oh, there was so much meat in them.
Oh, my God. Will you stop
delicious.
It? Next time you go, you get more. Some more of those.
I went specifically for you guys.
I know,
guys.
So the next time you go, though, just...
Wow.
I really want to try them.
And find the name of the place.
Yeah, figure out the name of the place that you go
everyone
to.
Everyone keeps asking the name.
Well, the thing is I don't... I don't have enough experience with tamales to know if they're... I think they're great.
Yeah.
What did you think, Yuzi?
Yeah, I have a lot of experience. They were great.
Okay,
I love
good.
How they had so much meat in it.
Is there a little bone in each one?
No. Bone?
Oh, bone.
Yeah. Sometimes I get ones that have a bone in them.
Oh,
that's
I've
not
never
good.
Had one with
you
a bone.
You don't want bones in there.
I agree that I don't want a bone, but some like, whoa, and there's a bone in this one too, huh?
No, that is...
Don't ask me, man.
Yeah, where are you getting your tamales?
Yeah.
My housekeeper dropped them off.
Oh.
I was like, oh, thanks for the tamales.
Ow.
Bones? I'm like, I think she might be trying to kill me.
Chicken bones?
I think they were pork. I think it was like a chunk of pork bone.
Oh.
What?
Yeah.
Strange.
But then I started looking around, and I've heard that that's a thing. Like, apparently there's a lot of flavor in the bones. They cook them with a bone in them, and don't ask me, man. I'd never...
One of the reasons I don't want to eat salmon is because you get those little wiry things...
Yeah.
Oh.
Sometimes you get a little bone in there.
Yuck.
Yeah.
Hate it.
Nobody wants bones.
All right. Well, sorry about that.
Well, don't be. It's my own fault. I should have said you can each have one. I figured, how can they possibly eat them all?
Well.
They're growing boys.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, three would be a meal. That'd be there's your lunch or your dinner.
For an 18-year-old, I guess it would be.
Anyway. Our text number is 800-400-3697. We've got a few of those before we tap out. Don't forget, the station's open all day.
Yeah, 24/7.
Lexi comes in. She's a better mix of music and more of it. And then Jane comes on.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
I was just thinking, I was sitting out there listening to the Colby Calais song. And I was thinking that I wish that once in a while Jane would throw in like that Chumbawamba song. Or the, you know,
yeah.
Or the How Bizarre.
Right. Like the classic,
Alice hits. Yeah. That, you know, it'd be so funny if all of a sudden that was on there.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, one of the songs, I want to say it's Duncan Cheek, but whatever it is, I've heard it in like the office supply store.
Yeah.
And just stopped and went, God, that's a great, that song reminds me of that time.
Yeah, like Alice has some real history.
Yeah.
And it seems like, you know, why not once in a while throw those
throwback.
In? Yeah. Maybe they do and I just don't hear them.
I don't know.
Them.
Oh, or I want to hear the I Got Killed by a Flower.
Oh, yeah.
Billy.
I love that.
Man?
Billy
well,
Man.
I you would know, guess that Jane is saying, then buy the record.
Yeah. Well,
thanks,
we
Jane.
Should buy the record, I guess. You know, I searched for that song and I couldn't find it because he's a Christian guy now. Like, all I could find was Billy Mann songs like about God.
Oh, really?
I could not find that song. Uh-huh.
Wow.
I know. I searched everywhere for it.
Did we hear that Duncan Sheik was doing some Broadway stuff?
Plays.
Oh, that makes sense.
Anyway. Oh, and then Jane comes on, and then you can listen all day.
Right, Duncan Sheik, I am barely breathing.
Yeah. Yes.
I remember that one, yeah.
It's a good song. Yeah. It's decent.
Jane, you're playing a game.
How bizarre is, while it reminds me of the early days, that's one that got overplayed. Not this one.
How bizarre.
What is the...
Chumbo, I get knocked down and I get up again.
No, that one. What was the lady? I will never be your woman.
Oh,
that's
white,
what I'm thinking of.
It was called White Town. I can never be a woman.
Like, that's not one we played that so much, I could never hear that again.
And be perfectly happy.
Anyway, back to the text.
Okay.
Sarah, my sis was listening last week and calls me up and says, how do you spell chaunch? I told her it won't come up. Vin gave her a new word. Thanks, Alice family.
Yeah, I'm going to guess chaunch is C-H-A-U-C-H. Chaunch.
I looked it up and it was C-H-O-N-C-H. And some definitions give it another meaning.
Oh, what is this other meaning?
It's not a guy's, it's a girl's.
Oh. That's. I thought that was a chooch.
Cooch.
Yeah, that's what I meant, cooch. That's a cooch and a chaunch. Put them together and what do you got? Cooch-chaunch.
He kicked the guy in the head. What do you think is going to happen? That's where your brain lives. Mm. Yeah, well.
Yeah, he broke his foot doing it. He's mad.
Well.
Guy was a peep.
Right.
My mom wrote me, she said, current peeping Toms are future serial killers. That guy should not get charged. He saved the world.
You know, it's trippy because Mindhunter, which at first I sort of fell off of, and now I've gone back and I've finished the second season. It's
really
good,
like,
and they talk about all those kinds of things. That's what they do.
Right.
Is they're profiling these people, studying them, talking about them, to them.
I was very off by the acting that first season, first episode. I was like, I'm going to watch that. Yeah.
Wonderful story. Seeing the footage made me tear up. This particular incident, the gun only had one bullet, meant for himself. He was going to kill himself in front of others. The coach says he recognized that deer in the headlights look when he saw the shotgun under his coat. The hug was so powerful. Glad it was a happier ending than we are used to. Mm. Hope mental health professionals can help this kid. And we need to get guns off the streets, says 925. Yeah, that guy could have easily just screamed gun and ran for it.
Mm-hmm. Tragedy averted. And a possible happy ending.
Amen, Vinny. Bathe.
It's one of the few things
we have control over, and it's such a simple task.
Right.
Let's keep the funk in the music and not on our body odor. and Sarah's coffee breath is so bad, her teeth duck when she talks.
They waggle out of the way.
Sarah, I commend you for not exposing those around you to your coffee breath.
Well, I try to not talk right in people's faces because...
Wish everyone was considerate as you.
I try to put like a hand over my mouth. Like, I'm not going to... just don't want that. I don't want to bum anybody out.
Oh, look at that. There's that ring.
Yes,
my ring. I'm still getting used to it.
I know. It's so pretty.
I love it. Sparkly.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll be all dull in a few weeks after I haven't washed it.
But that's what's good about stuff is it starts to develop...
It gets antiqued.
Right.
It gets a patina, a life patina.
Did you guys see the Oklahoma football game pregame snafu? The horse carriage flipped and launched people out. Pretty entertaining.
Well, also some people got hurt. So
yeah, you're entertainment in the workplace later down the line, 2 years from now, going, oh, football injury.
I got launched. Did you see it on TV?
I'll be on the floor. You guys go ahead without me.
Her name's Huma.
I lost a really good friend in high school, from high school in college when he told me he loved me and I couldn't reciprocate. I still miss his friendship because we were really close, but he wouldn't talk to me after and changed his number and his email.
Aww. Don't. I mean, you can't help your feelings for someone. You cannot say them, though. That is one thing you can do.
He needed to take his shot. It better that he took it and found out that it didn't work, that she didn't want it. What if he sat there forever and then when they were old said, God, I always loved you. And she turned around and said, why didn't you tell me? You've been my best friend my whole life. I would have gladly gone in with you. What if that was the case?
Well, then she would have said something. Girls are always
brave. Or not. Maybe they're not. Maybe she don't.
You know
maybe,
what?
You know, they're
both
still
had the friendship. They had the friendship the whole life. Isn't that worth it?
No, it's not.
It is
not
worth
if they
it.
Could have done it.
No.
What's more important than doing
friendship.
It?
Friendship.
No. Crazy. Friendship. You and your comedy. I saw the Peace in LA video on MTV once. Then it vanished. Terrible idea for a white guy from Florida. That's why you never heard it.
Yeah. Also, terrible song.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible. Even the recording is terrible. He did that in his home studio. It was a demo. The Tom Petty demo. That's what they sound like before a producer gets a hold of them. It's a cruddy song. So. He tried. You know, he was obviously very upset about it.
Well, it's a little weird, though, for Tom Petty to be like in his Malibu mansion and go, I'll take care of this, everyone.
Hey, look, you know, here's the thing. At least he did something. Yeah. You know, don't relegate him to, like, you know, a guy who shouldn't say anything.
I love Tom Petty. I'm not saying, I'm just saying, except somewhere in his head he went, I think I can help.
Yeah, I can. I'm going to write a song to bring us all together. But he did. Then he didn't play it for anybody. He just released it. Please make that go away.
I agree with Sarah. I almost walked out on Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, but stuck it out and was happy I did. I really liked the movie.
Oh, I should have stayed, but I just couldn't do it any longer. There were so many smells. It was so hot. I was so bored. It was so boring. I was like, come on, man. I could have cut a half hour out of just the first hour I saw. No problem. It would have been great still.
Is Summer Walker Paul Walker's daughter? Why are you... Did we talk about Paul Walker today?
No, but Summer Walker had a new record. Or Summer Walker debuted in like third... Hold on, let me see if I can find that.
Oh,
no,
that's
why
it, it was on the album charts. Here it is. Summer Walker, a record called Over It, sold 78,000 copies.
Good for her!
Third place.
Paul Walker's daughter!
No, it's not Paul Walker's
daughter.
Is.
Oh.
It's like R&B lady, I thought.
Yeah.
Oh, well, she could be R&B.
Oh, wasn't that Drake? Drake was the guest on there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Great.
My husband is allergic to fragrance, so everything is unscented. Can't tolerate scented soap, deodorant, or fabric softener now.
I don't know if I'm allergic, but I'm super sensitive to smells. I just can't stand them.
Bad smells,
good smells. I just don't want any strong smells.
You're covered in deodorant, and I couldn't smell a whiff of anything. Mm. Weird.
That's good. That's what I'm going for. No smell. I'm a little bummed that, I mean, I can't smell my own hair. Maybe I'm just used to it. But I'm bummed that I walk by you and you smell it.
Don't be bummed.
It smells good.
Yeah, it's no big deal.
Is it like heavy though and cloying?
No.
No, it smells good.
It's fine.
It's not overpowering.
Good.
Thank God. Hug me and smell my hair.
You're not cologne guy, don't worry.
Can't you smell that smell? Digga digga bugga digga doo. That smell.
You know, cologne guy.
The smell of funk's around
Scott Capurro's husband.
Yeah. Marcus Osborne wears a lot of cologne, too.
He does?
Mm-hmm. I've worn Marcus Osborne's scent the rest of the day, too. Big hug. I'm like, oh, man. Now I have your cologne on. Poor me.
You know, the other Mr. Capurro always kisses me on the cheek with this scruffy face, too. Uh-huh. And every time he does it, I'm like, oh, that's what that feels like. Boy, that sucks. It's like pokey and everything.
Yeah.
Huh.
Thigh burn from that. It's no good.
Thigh burn?
You can get a thigh burn from it.
I don't know what you're
talking
about.
You should think on it. No one knows. Oh, my God. You idiots.
What does that
You'll
mean?
Never know.
What does that mean, Sarah? Can you explain that?
I can't. I can't explain it. You guys should do some research.
Remember that one time you made Edson change his shirt?
I did. I do.
Oh, wow. You're a mean lady.
He was reeking. He sat next to me at poker. I'm like, I'm so sorry, but I can't.
Did she give him this, like, really old shirt with holes in it?
I gave him an old sweatshirt. I was like, you got to wash up and you got to put on, here's a sweatshirt.
How did that burn your thighs?
It didn't.
Oh.
Talking about something different.
I still don't understand what that means.
Wait, you folks are comparing asking promotions for a favor since you know them to an open bribe of a school official as equal, basically equal? No,
we're saying that everybody takes advantage of the things that they have access to. When someone has that much money, they go, oh, this guy will take my money and fix my kid. All right, I'll do it. And when we go, we don't want to pay for a ticket to a concert. We ask our people.
I wasn't trying to excuse her or say it. I just feel like I know a lot of people who would try to do anything for their kid. And there she was thinking, if I can just a boost. I'm sure in her own, you know, crooked head, she was seeing this as a straight line. And meanwhile, it's not even close.
Right. Well, someone pointed it out to her and she went, oh, okay, well, I'll do my time then.
Right. Exactly.
Oops.
Right.
Oopsie. Ruh-roh.
Felicity wasn't doing her kid any favors. Her fine should be more than her bribe.
It is.
She should not have any privileges in prison.
She's paying a $30,000 fine on a $15,000 bribe.
Trudeau is young and attractive. Lots of haters. Trump is still president. Haters encouraged and abound. I don't know. Okay. I love this radio.com app.
Oh. More great reviews for radio.com. Yep. It's a billion-dollar app, everybody, but you get it for free. It's free. Keep that in mind.
Right.
Free.
Free. I think part of the reason the Angelina Jolie movie didn't do as well is because whenever they mess with an original storyline, I think there are a lot of moviegoers that are purists and aren't interested. The first Maleficent movie stuck with the original Sleeping Beauty story. This one is all new.
Still, right. I was excited to see it because I really sort of liked the world that they'd created. I liked it. I thought it was really good. It's got real charm, that first one. It's a great little story.
How is sex not on the perfect morning list?
Oh, well, women actually answered that poll.
Right.
Oh. Bummer about work out and eat breakfast and have coffee. And
morning sex is the morning breath.
Yeah. Well, you gotta.
You can't kiss, so you just gotta.
Doggy, yeah.
Right.
Nice.
On that note.
No filter.
Bye.
First one. It's a great little story.
How is sex not on the perfect morning list?
Oh, well, women actually answered that poll.
Right.
Bummer about work out and eat breakfast and have coffee and
morning sex is the morning breath.
Yeah. Well, you gotta.
You can't kiss, so you just gotta.
Doggy. Yeah.
Right.
Nice.
On that note.
No filter.
Bye.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Wow, wow, wow. I can't believe it's finally Monday. The sun is out. We're all together.
Beautiful.
Bryn's back from
outside.
The Asian flu that he had over there. It's fantastic. Yuzi's about to take off for Hawaii.
Oh, it's so exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Next week is Halloween.
I wish I could be more excited.
Aren't you?
Maybe,
aren't
you,
maybe,
kind of
once
excited?
Once I get on the plane.
When are you? So you're
ready.
Tomorrow you're working,
mm-hmm.
and then Wednesday you leave
right
in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
How long's the flight? Like 5-6 hours?
5.5 hours.
Five hours. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're gonna get some
no
tan.
Connection. So tan? Yeah. Oh my god, my legs need tanning bad.
Yeah, just go soak up the sun.
Yeah.
Relax.
I wanna soak up the sun.
Eat tons of fresh pineapple.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh my god. Get sores in your mouth. You ate so much pineapple.
I was gonna say yeah. I want to eat a lot of seafood. That's what I'm really looking for.
And I'll tell you, I mean, I'm speaking as a guy who hasn't had a drink in 15 years, but get a Mai Tai.
Oh yeah.
On
the beach.
Oh my god.
In a hammock.
The real experience, huh?
Yeah.
They know how to make them there.
Yeah.
For real. Yeah.
But I don't, maybe one, maybe two, but that's about it. Because all the sugar's in there.
Yeah. Well, you get a bad hangover from that. Yeah.
You
nurse
also
it.
Fall down. There's the falling down thing.
Just
happens.
Have two, but get them in those giant mugs that they send, you know, those big.
Those Mai Tais will cause that kind of fall where your hands don't get out before your face hits.
Oh, God. That is not going to happen. Yeah. Don't fall.
It won't
That's
be too
fun. You'll love
no.
it.
No. All right, listen, you guys, have a great day. Enjoy your Monday. Best day of the week. We'll see you back here on Get It On Tuesday. Welcome back, Bryn.
Bryn.
Thank you.
Get to be here. Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.